During the Ketuv Shchana Aruch Mikol Chayim, we're up to the laws of reading the Torah, and we're up to the 69th chapter, the 4th halacha. We had discussed that if there's no Kohen, so then we declare there is no Kohen, and we call up a Yisraeli, right? You've probably seen that, where the Gabbai says, Ein kan Kohen. Even though ordinarily Levi gets the second Aliyah, so then, in such a scenario where the Kohen didn't get the first, the Levi doesn't get the second, but you could call up Levi for first. You could say, Yamod Nachum HaLevi, Ein kan Kohen. For the declaration, there is no Kohen. You could call a Levi, you don't have to know, you could call a Yisraeli. Now, what happens if you called up a Kohen? And then there are no Levim around. Now that happens more often because there are less Levim in the world than Kohanim. The Levites were exiled. There were more Levite cities exiled, so we were left with much less Levim, as Rabbi Rome pointed out. So if there's no Levi in Shul, then the Kohen gets up a second time for Levi, meaning the same Kohen who was up there for Kohen, he gets to do Levi. And again, we say, Yamod Kohen Minkom Levi. Yeah. So the reason we don't have another coin is because if you have another coin, what people might think is you called up Aaron a coin, and after his aliyah you discovered he's not a kosher coin, so that's why you called up Shimon the coin. So it could end up giving a bad reputation to the first coin. So instead of doing that, we tell him, okay, you're next. The Sfardim have a custom that you can call a Kohen, a Yisraeli, and then a Kohen again. And then a Yisraeli, and then a Kohen again. So the Sfardim allow Kohanim to get aliyos throughout the Kriyas HaTorah, meaning a Kohen could get Revi, and then a Yisraeli will get Chamishi, and then a Kohen will get Shishi. And then when they call him up, they say, Af al pi shehu Kohen. Even though so-and-so is a Kohen, we're giving him this aliyah. And they do the same in as far as a Levi. Meaning you could have Kohen then Levi, Yisrael then Levi, Yisrael then Levi. Where does this come in handy? When you have a family of Levim that have a Simcha, that you want to give them aliyahs. You have a family of Kohanim, you want to give them aliyahs. So Sfardim have it easy.
You can't do it back-to-back, you have to have like an Israeli.
Right. Ideally, you should really have Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Meaning you could do Kohen Yisrael, but Kohen Levi Yisrael, and then Kohen Yisrael, Kohen Yisrael. But ideally, you should do, you repeat the order each time.
Maybe everyone in the congregation
is
like a Kohen or
a
Levi. You don't have any Israel?
Okay. Then you don't have a choice, right? The Ashkenazim, us Ashkenazim, we never call up a Kohen or a Levi for the first seven aliyos. Once you finish the seven aliyos, then you could call up a Kohen or a Levi. That's what we do. We sometimes add aliyos. Sometimes we give them after, and sometimes we add aliyos. If there's a family simcha, so sometimes we'll add aliyos in order to get them in. What happens if you have in shul two chatanim or two bar mitzvahs, and they're both Yisraelim on a Monday or a Thursday? So who gets the aliyah? Meaning, who's going to get shlishi? You only have one shlishi. It's a Monday or a Thursday. We had this in shul. Yisraelim. So the meaning is that we ask the Kohen to walk out of shul. And then you have no Kohanim, so then you call up the Yisrael Binkom Kohen and the other Yisrael Binkom Kohen. Now, when you do this, you have to be careful not to hurt the Kohen's feelings. Will all the Kohanim please step out? You know, you got to be careful that you do it nicely. And because there have been times where Kohanim were slighted, so there are communities where the custom is that you never ask Kohanim to leave, where you just don't do that.
Then doesn't the Kohen have an issue if he hasn't had the Torah?
You could listen from outside.
Okay.
Yeah.